Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
Another week has gone by with the boys who have more breaks than Petters. And on their return, they spoke of their holiday stories.
You know, we were away last week. I was with my family, went down to Yass to...
Eat.
A mate's...
Oh, not eat.
No, not eat.
Eat. Swallow the horse and the rider.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No. But seriously, the Palmer kids tried to take in a wild black cat.
And then the girls who'd come down with me to check out what the commotion was about have got a jacket out of the car. Yeah. And then so they've gone and they've put a jacket over the cat and picked it up.
Oh, they ripped their arms off.
I said, don't let it anywhere near you.
Meanwhile, Paddy caught up with his mate Cookie, who filmed three grey nurse sharks circling terrible boat ramp.
Ferocious?
Yeah, but they're not.
They got rangy, you know, funny teeth.
Yeah, they very rarely attack humans. And I did read, only when they are cornered or when people carry dead fish around their waist. Oh. And that's what I do quite often when I go skin diving. I put a dead fish around my waist.
Just dive up there and say, come on.
Come and get me.
Yeah.
It was a sad day for Robert whilst on holiday. No one remembered his birthday. So he spoke about it on air, and eventually, Kev called.
Happy birthday for Saturday, Rob.
Oh, my God, Kev.
That's nice of you, mate. Thanks.
He's just fishing for people to ring and say happy birthday.
No, I'm not.
How sad are you?
It was a genuine story to make people feel better
about forgetting birthdays,
and my whole family forgot, and Kev's just come out and said, happy birthday.
All the stories you could have done about on your holiday, or they forgot poor Robbie's birthday.
It was three in the afternoon. You only get one a year. Thank you, Kev.
Not just with birthdays, Kev. And Kev.
Actually, you know what I missed out on?
The boys discussed that massive asteroid that's in space. You must have seen it.
And I've got a couple of photos I'm going to show you. This
photos.
Is real.
Wow. Okay, give me
and
a
that's 12.
Give me a look. Give it over here. Okay, thank you.
That's 12 seconds away.
It looks like an avocado. It looks like a deformed avocado.
Yeah, it does, but it's not.
With lumpy bits.
It's 160 metres across, that thing.
Oh, geez, a big avocado.
Yeah,
that
and that's a close-up.
Okay, thank you. God, it looks...
2 seconds, very rocky.
Looks like one of your buttocks.
Yeah.
Very pimply.
And basically, there they crashed... Oh, I need that back now.
Thank you, because you've got to read the story.
The boys played one of their favourite games.
Billy Ocean, who just sang that, Alive or Dead?
Alive.
Good boy, yes he is.
You know how I know?
How do you know?
Because he's doing it for the king.
Oh, is he on the coronation?
I think... Oh, no, that might have been Lionel Richie.
Close. Ladies and gentlemen, is it Billy or Lionel?
Is that Billy?
Is that you, Billy? No, it's Lionel. It's Lionel. Sorry about that, Lionel. It's Lionel.
And speaking of the coronation, what dish has King Charles chosen for the big day?
The coronation dish that he selected.
This will be good.
Is...
A hearty...
Quiche.
Stop it.
Come on.
Father TJ called and said he was glad it was King Charles and not Prince Andrew who chose a coronation dish.
Yeah. If you knew Andrew like I knew Andrew, right. He would have chosen a dessert as the coronation signature dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would have been spotted dick.
Right.
You know, full of currants and natural goodness.
Okay.
What were you thinking? Open the church to the sacrificial lamb. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The boys spoke about how there's a little bit of bogan in all of us. And Shane of Gosford had a story.
Well, mate, I don't think so. But if you speak to my wife and daughters, they would definitely think that's the case. I have a habit of putting a double E on the end of every day of the week. So it's a Monday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. And they're like, no, Dad, you're a bogan. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm agree with that.
I think they've got you dead to rights, Shane.
They got me dead to rights. Stay away from that argument, eh?
And finally this week, Vicky from Somersby rang to tell us some good news.
Well, Vic, I hope it all goes well when your husband gets back. We probably won't hear from you for about a week and a half because you'll be locked inside somewhere.
She'll be hiding. I hope they don't give him the glove on the way back.
No, Vicky's got it ready for when he returns. Thanks.
I was thinking, do you think it's too much if I rock up in the red lingerie with the overcoat on at the airport?
Absolutely not. If you don't do that, we'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I want a photo.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free listener app. That's LISTNR.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Would I lie to you? Is that what you said to your wife, Kirst, over the course of the weekend when you tried to clear your name?
Good question, Robert.
Should be your anthem. Would I lie to you? Unfortunately, the answer is quite often yes.
We have we have two dogs. One who's the really good one, Bearsy, is my dog, and Taco. And Bear will use the doggy door all the time to go
Describe
to the toilet.
Describe the size of these little things.
They're rats. Yeah. They're rats on steroids. A little. They'd fit into your hand. Oh, maybe two hands. They're very tiny. They're toy poodles. They're only little suckers. But as I said, Bear, who's trained by me, absolutely bloody brilliant. That's Taco.
But they're trained to go. They use the doggy door to go to the toilet.
Like Bear, like I'll get up in the morning. Bear might scratch me on the hand at say 3 o'clock.
Time to go to the bathroom.
Yep, and I'll let him, and I'll just stand at the top of the stairs, and he'll just race down, and he'll go out to.
Do they have like an inside tray if they need it?
No. Well, we thought they could just walk downstairs and use it, which Bear does. But Taco,
fair enough. When you've got to go.
Taco and a lot of times when it's rainy, they will do it inside. But Taco has a habit because he's just couldn't care less.
What? They just pee inside if it's raining.
Sometimes.
Mate, you got to do better than that.
Well, we've tried.
My dog holds it.
Does he? Well, but Taco is just whatever. like we'll go down the yard. Bear will come with me when I'm mowing and all that sort of stuff. Taco, whatever.
Sounds like you're trying to set Taco up as a guilty party somehow.
And then the other day, Kirst comes up and goes in the ensuite. She said, I said, bloody hell, bloody Taco has peed again at the base of the toilet.
Mm.
And anyway, Taco and Bear are in the room.
At least Taco's gone to the bathroom.
Well, good boy. And then Kirst said to Taco, you do that, boy. And then because he didn't bow his head,
that look dogs give you when they're guilty.
They give it to you. She said, well, it wasn't Taco, and looked straight at me and said, it was you.
It's not a very long bow to draw.
Didn't even look at Bear because we know Bear always goes outside.
No, your other dog's fantastic.
So I was accused of, and there was.
Well, Taco obviously didn't do it. And who's left? You.
And then, so anyway.
Kirst certainly didn't squat on the bathroom floor, did she? Do you sleepwalk?
And no, I don't. I was accused, and I'm there. Is there some sort of DNA testing with dog's urine that we might be able to prove this? I said to her. And she said, no. She said, I can tell because of the colour. No, you can't. So the jury's still out. I got accused of peeing on the floor.
Entirely likely that you did.
Not guilty, Your Honour. So we're going to Gosford Court on Monday.
I've been accused of peeing places too.
Which you have.
It was in the third wardrobe drawer.
Was it something you may have drunk? My brother used to do it. Baz, every time he got on the drink, he was terrible.
And you just dreamed that you opening a toilet lid.
He did it on stayed at his girlfriend's place over his girlfriend's mother's sewing. So, a little bit of caution for the long weekend. If you're opening a few cans, just be really careful.
Look out.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, too often, precious family memories are lost when a loved one dies.
Exactly, Robert.
But a new company on the Central Coast is trying to make sure that doesn't happen. It's a company called Your Story, and they record life stories and messages with a person before they die.
Yep.
So that those messages and stories can be passed on for like generations.
That's good news.
I reckon it's a really cool thing. The latest person, Abel, who started up the business, has interviewed. She was 98, is 98-year-old Mary Huntsman. She lost her husband a long time ago, but she's been a long time resident of Legacy on the Central Coast. She's got 11 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. Her story has got plenty in it. She witnessed the bombing of Sydney Harbour during World War II.
Oh, wow.
She crossed the Sydney Harbour Bridge on the day it opened to the public. She's lived a full life with heaps of stories. And you go, that stuff disappears off the face of the earth unless it's put down and recorded. So anyway, he's doing that. And you can get in touch with Your Story at yourstory.net.au.
Wow.
Really, really cool thing to do, I reckon.
Gee, that is really, really. Yeah. And of course, a lot of, I think it was 2002
2021 when Dave Prowse, our local bush poet, legend, entertainer, and at his funeral, I didn't see it, but I saw clips of it. He did a video himself.
Yeah.
And at the funeral, it was so funny. He was an absolute entertainer, the man.
I would disintegrate into tears.
Oh,
you're there for a funeral and you see the person talking to you.
He said, I don't want anyone to be upset. If anyone gets upset,
that's it. I'm off. I'm gone.
It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Prousey, rest in peace, mate. Mate, yesterday it went for 62 seconds. Now, I know you can relate to this.
What else happens in 62 seconds?
It was the eclipse, right? Didn't see it. Oh, jeez, I was damn angry.
It's quick, isn't it? 62?
62.
Did you watch the news?
Yeah. No, I saw it on news.com.
Yeah, so you saw it on the news.
Yeah, but where it unfolded, the proper 62 seconds of the total eclipse of the heart and sun was at Exmouth.
You can understand why people thought the world was ending when it happened back in the day.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah, they would have.
Oh, my God. Now, and there's someone up there with a stick going, I'm making the sun disappear.
According to the WA's Visitors Centre, more than 50,000 visitors were expected through Exmouth, or Exmouth, as you call it. And the resorts, the cafes were going crazy. The early bird cafe said the staff hadn't stopped all day. But at least 50, now this is Taylor from the Ningaloo Caravan and Holiday Resort, said the site was full with capacity. They had 50 people just walking off the street. This is out in the middle of nowhere, trying to find somewhere to stay. One man had flown in from China and walked from the airport, arrived with nowhere to stay, no car and no tent. Oh. He spoke no English. We felt so bad. One of the local camp stores found
just
us a tent, set him up.
Just took him in.
They had to turn others away. He just rocked up.
Oh, the height of stupidity.
He just rocked up going, I'll be all right. But the WA government invested almost $22 million on infrastructure and updates to the region, as well as services, just as traffic management for the event.
Just in case it happens again in the next 100 years.
For 62 seconds. Paddy and Rob Palmer,
the podcast. Mum's just text.
What did your mum text?
Just to you. Yeah. Just to you, Rob. Paddy wasn't supposed to read out the second part of that message.
Because we just read a message because Rob's mum texted us on 0482, which she does quite often, 081077.
Thanks, Mum.
And she gave a little bit of a text, but she also, two of them, one of the texts were, did you get your underpants I sent? Which was correct, and don't forget to wipe your bummy. Bottom, I should have said correctly.
I didn't need to go through that again.
Oh, but that needs to be discussed.
Another text,
sometimes,
though, on 0482 08 1077 from Maddie from Forres.
Oh, what did Maddie say?
Oh, read the total solar eclipse that happened in Exmouth yesterday.
Either or.
I thought the same thing. We were talking about how in the olden days people would have gone, the sun has just gone away.
Mate.
What has happened?
Rob, that was like, it was when I was working on the dark side and that dust storm came across. Can you remember that dust storm, whatever year it was?
Mate,
2000 and something. And we thought the world was ending.
If you still thought the earth was flat and you look up in the sky and the ball of sun that you used to use to heat yourself and dry your clothes, all of a sudden disappeared middle of the day. You would freak out. The next total solar eclipse, thanks, Maddie, is going to be visible in Sydney 2028.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Well, we don't have long to wait.
5 years. 5 years to go. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. We will find out why he's in big, big trouble very soon. Big JA, good morning, champion.
Hey, JA.
Good morning, lads. How we doing?
Not too bad. Did you watch this game last night?
And the Rabbitohs pull it out of the fire to win the game 20 points to 18.
Yes.
This is by far the best year of rugby league I've ever seen. The big news of the game is obviously Latrell Mitchell. He got a kick up the backside for not getting involved in much in the games. And then since then, he's performed bloody 10 out of 10 every single moment. And I think that's the hard thing with Latrell is that people expect him to perform at that level every single game, but no one does it. So now when he does it, he's now first picked in Origin. Everyone's around him, but it won't be too long before he has a slow game and everyone's back on his case. Yeah, he just pops a lot, but he's a freak of our game.
He is human. I saw him drop one last night, so just saying.
Now, some big games, big names back in the game this weekend for round 8. Big JA.
Mate, we got Angus Crichton. He's coming back in. We got Joey Manu starting at 6. Who else have we got in there? I've got some names.
Caelan Ponga. Newcastle.
He's the big one. Now, there were talks when he had his last concussion that this will rule him out for the year, that they sent him away and that he's not going to recover after this. you know, is he going to stay at six? Is he going to go back to fullback? I believe he's gone back to six, which I think is a really good position for him. But, you know, it's another cracking week of football. We got your team today. We got the Broncos taking on Rob's Eels, which is going to be an absolute cracking game. And then we follow with the Roosters Dragons on Sunday. So we've got some really big headline matches, which is going to be outstanding this weekend.
We've had a few wages, haven't we, pal?
I'm glad you said cracking game and not, you know, something like massacre. Because I'm a little nervous, to be honest, going up to Darwin.
I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Both these teams have great speed. Obviously, Reece Walsh, he's probably the form player of the competition, like Pappenhausen has started the last few years. But I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be high-scoring, somewhere around the 30-28 Broncos way, I reckon.
Thank you, JA. Thank you, JA. And also best to the Mariners. Speaking with Newcastle, which we were in the soccer, it's the F3 Derby. Go the Mariners against the Newcastle Jets this weekend. But the biggest golf event to hit Australia, it's starting today, champion.
Mate, this is absolutely huge, and obviously this is why I'm in trouble. So it's my wife and I's second wedding anniversary this weekend, and I told her last minute, sorry, babe, going to Adelaide to watch some golf. And so if you don't see me next Friday, please call the police, send them to Wombril. There's been a murder. So
when did you tell her you were going?
No, I told her like months and months ago. She forgot.
Right.
But pretty much we have LIV Golf, which is a Saudi-backed golf league. It's in Adelaide. It's the biggest names in golf. We have Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Smith, Brooks Koepka. It's 54 holes. It's essentially a big party. You know, DJ Fisher is headlining. You know, he plays throughout the day. There's music on every hole. There's no more of this quiet, please, let the players play. It's really engaging for the fans. The players are simply outstanding. They've been all around Adelaide. I actually saw one of the superstars last night at dinner. He was sitting next to us, Matthew Wolfe. So they're really embracing the Adelaide crowd, the atmosphere. Mate, it's going to be an incredible 3 days, and Adelaide is absolutely booming with this.
That's cool. Is this sort of like Happy Gilmore, like rock and roll on every hole kind of thing?
Mate, it really is. So their slogan is golf but louder, and that's the perfect way to describe it. They want entertaining holes. There's a designated party hole where you can pretty much do whatever you want. It fits about 5,000 people on a par three. they've set it up pretty short, so they're hoping for a hole in one. I mean, it is golf. It is loud. They're trying to bring it a little bit more entertaining, and that's all they want to do. And for the first time so far in their events, it's actually live on Channel 7 for the next 3 days. Starts at about 11:30, finishes about 4 o'clock, which is great for the game. It's great to see. There are so many people I know here in the golf world from all over the states. So it's going to be a cracking weekend.
Big names. Here's a wacky fact. Paddy Gerard might not know this. Do you know why they called it LIV Golf?
Yep.
Because it's 54 holes.
Oh, don't tell him.
Because it's 54 holes. Thanks,
Evan Darno. Yeah. He had no idea. There were crickets in your brain. Tumbleweeds rolling through the studio.
There's 54 holes. Thanks, J.A. Hey, all the best with your marriage. If there's anything we can help you with, give us a call. And,
yeah, good solicitor if you know one.
Yeah, and if you want a place to bunk, just give us a call, mate, as well.
Thanks, guys. You enjoy your weekend.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Who calls in for Lukey sometimes? Luke Boner. Shandy did. And...
Gee, that'll be a tough shift.
Oh, it is. Oh, God. Mate.
You've done it.
Oh, 5.5 hours of...
Talk back. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, you get tired. I tell you what. It is really... Look, the good thing is you go right around Australia and you're going to all these different places and all these different people. And when we were listening to Lukey's show this morning, The Night Shift, we heard one of our regulars, Brett from Erina.
Mm. I thought, I didn't know that voice. Yeah. Driving along thinking, hang on a second.
And this is what we heard on the radio this morning coming to work.
Yeah, you too, mate. Like I said, you do an awesome job. This is the first time I've called up and spoken to you, but I ring up during the day. Rob and Paddy know who I am.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about them. Just talk to me.
They're my favourite clowns.
Yeah, they're all right.
Favourite clowns.
Yeah. And he told him. Yeah. Good on you, Brett. He told him.
He's had an affair on us, gone and played up with Luke, and now he joins us this morning. Brett from Erina. Good morning.
Hello, Brett.
Yeah. Brett.
Where's he gone?
Brett. Yeah, hi, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, you did the same thing with Luke this morning too, mate. Anyway.
No, I just paused for a minute because I didn't know if you want to speak to me.
Tell him I'm not talking to him.
He's offended.
At least it's Friday, fellas.
Yeah. Have you got Monday off, mate?
No, I'm working, mate.
Same.
We'll do it together, Brett. We'll talk to you Monday morning as well. No one else will be working.
Yeah, I just come back this week from having 2 weeks off.
Yeah, same.
Brilliant.
we had a week, but we had a week before that, only about 3 weeks prior to that. So Rob did ask for the Monday off. We thought, no way. No, we better get into it. You were. You put your hand up. You said, how about having Monday?
I'm sick of hearing about your holidays, Gerard.
It was good there to see last night the Rabbitohs beat Penrith.
Yeah. Oh, that was brilliant.
And I just want to let you know that, you know, sorry if I upset you, but I'm not having an affair, but I've got something here to cheer you up.
Yeah, right, what is
go
it?
On, please.
The score last night there, 2018, it's going to be the same score tonight when the Eels beat the Broncos.
Yo, beauty, yeah.
It sure is. Always best to... Oh, sorry.
Teddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
So, but look, there was a thing, there was an issue this morning. We had to sticky tape something up. Something fell down here. Yeah. And I just wish, you know, this is one of the wonders of the world. I wish they were able to, when they made sticky tape, because I can never find the end. Do you do that? Like, you know, wrapping presents and
I
all that
I never have a problem.
Oh, of course you wouldn't, because you're Palmer perfect.
No,
of
you know why?
Why?
Because you...
If it's not in one of those dispensers with the little...
Give me a little
silly
tape.
Thing,
give me a little tape.
Hang on, let me stick it down. Okay. Oh, no, you eventually find
it. Down.
You eventually find it, please. But it is really difficult.
No, but all you do is you pull off what you need and you stick one finger on the side that's staying on the roll and you have the other finger on the other side. You bite.
Uh-huh.
The tape comes away. You're still left with the piece floating there. And with your pinky, you just fold the corner over. And then when it sits down, it's got a corner folded over and it's always liftable.
Is that what you do? You do that every bloody time?
Every single time.
So you go... And then what do you?
And then you fold to the corner. Side.
That's a bloody good idea. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
See, not even that much.
No, I've gone too far.
Yeah, okay, like a tiny fold, and the tape sits down.
But who does that?
Everyone.
Do everyone do that?
Oh. Anyone that doesn't have a dispenser with a little thingy serrated, bob on it, the serrated edge. That's right.
Yeah. So that's what
I'm glad. Maybe you do year two art with you today.
So you reckon you do that every time? If I went around to your place, every sticky tape thing I'd find, roll of sticky tape, would be like that, yes or no?
All your pictures got left on the floor, didn't they?
Because you didn't.
Couldn't work out the sticky tape.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.